That would be the 7 a.m. Rosie on the House, Rooster Crow. Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and welcome to week two of the new expanded version of Rosie on the House, where we now broadcast from 7 a.m. all the way up to 11 a.m. And it's the same crew. We've got my son and co-host, Romy Romero. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
And we've shuffled seats here a little bit just for fun. We've got our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch. You know, it's like the next era, the next chapter in the Rosie on the House broadcasting. You know, it made me think back on the fact that, wow, I've been doing this 27 years. And it all started on a triple dog dare. That's how this entire program got started. A couple buddies of mine were doing a home improvement show in Atlanta. I went back and visited them during a home building symposium and convention. We got to talking one evening at dinner, and they triple dog dared me. I came back to Phoenix and presented the idea, and lo and behold, we got on air. And I remember the first time I was ever on air, we had Michael Dixon. They said, why don't you come down during the day and let Michael Dixon interview on air, and we'll see what you think. So that's how it all started. And then they put me in the broadcast room Saturday morning. Michael said, yeah, I think he can probably do it. Put me in the broadcast booth with a woman, Jamie McFerrin. Some of y'all may remember Jamie. Then it was Charles Goyette for a little while. And then there was a couple years that people still remember a lot when we actually co-hosted the show with Mark Salem. We fought for months on what we were going to name that show, Hammerhead and Motormouth.
That's always been my favorite. There's just a ring to it.
Yeah, especially Motormouth.
Yeah.
It fit him so well.
He's not here to defend himself.
I think he would agree to that, though. Well, I don't think he'd deny that one.
I hope
he'd take that one with a little badge of honor, I think.
Well, then it wasn't long after that, Romy, you came back from Louisiana and joined us on air. You've been here on air with us for 12 years now, right?
01. Yeah, so 01. 14.
And then Jennifer
time
jumped
flies
on board, and as the kids started leaving the house and you had more time, and you've been here on the broadcast with us for about 5 or 6
well,
years.
Well, we ran out of call screeners. we all the rest of the siblings ended up in other parts of the country, and we needed a reliable call screener.
That's true. We lost Rachel and Julia and the girls that had to follow their husbands to other parts of the world. So all interesting places. So here we are, the new chapter. 4 hours, Rosie on the House, every Saturday morning, and we're still trying to decide what to do on the show. We get a lot of emails. We started the fourth hour last week. We were at Sanderson Ford for a big Fado Dough. We did a Cajun crawfish boil out there and invited folks out, boiled up over 100 pounds of crawfish, had a lot of good times. I have an email here, Jennifer, from Jim, and he says, here's your fourth hour idea. Call it the happy hour or ladies hour. Jennifer could host and talk about everything woman and all things related. Whatever it is, I'll be listening with great anticipation starting tomorrow. You already have everything else covered. Happy for KTAR commitment. They know a good thing when they see it. Well, that's the one thing about radio. You hear it.
That's right.
You don't see it.
Which is, I think, is one of the reasons we've been on 27 years.
It helps, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Some other ideas we've thrown out.
I definitely have a face for radio.
Cooking. Bring in some more cooking. It's just food is somehow a natural part of the broadcast. Everybody in the family cooks, guys and girls. So we thought maybe we'd bring in some more cooking elements.
Every time we hit
garden hour to
on
2
cooking
hours.
Or family recipes, it spikes the needle.
It's a
we're definitely foodies.
It's a call generator.
Yeah.
And so we talked about extending the garden hour 2 hours. What are some of the other things we've thrown around? Travel Arizona. You hear us talking about it a lot at the 9:40 break when we do our Sanderson Fort, Arizona staycation. We could bring that whole Travel Arizona to an hour, start with what's going on in the event this weekend, what's coming up, some of our favorite things to go and do and see. Let us hear from you. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You're sitting there looking at your phone. Text messages weren't here 27 years ago.
Mark Salem's trying to get in.
Well, again, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Is he trying to get in on air in the building?
No, on air.
Okay, I'll watch for a call.
Oh, man. So, 4 hours, we're looking for ideas. Jennifer, you kind of hit a nerve just last week in reference to this thing, All Things Woman. You hit, what were you sharing last week?
Well, I had a little lanyard for everybody because we were talking Valentine's Day, and our article is about things to gift your lover with, right? So I had some free tips, and from a book by Shanti Feldman. It's called The Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. And so I had given 5 tips for him, and we didn't get to the 5 tips for her. So do you want me to recap and then give the new ones? Give a little favor here, a little lanyard.
Yeah, this isn't the one about finishing the honey-do list, right?
That was a caller.
That was a call, yeah.
And you were very offended by that.
We're not going to go back to that. So, yeah, you can go back and cover this.
Okay, so the fantastic 5 for her. He takes her hand. That's very important to a gal. He leaves her a message by voicemail or a text or something during the day just to let her know he's thinking about her.
Seriously?
Yeah, he puts his arm around her or lays his hand on her knee when they're sitting in public together. He tells her sincerely. That's a key word.
Sincerely.
You are beautiful.
How can you tell sincerely beautiful and not sincerely beautiful?
A gal knows.
Come on.
And he pulls himself out of a funk when he's morose, grumpy, or upset about something instead of withdrawing. Now, I just happened to notice that
the withdrawing is a safety mechanism,
whatever.
Just so you know.
Okay, well, it's probably a good thing. So I have it for the gals, too, but we just didn't get to it last week.
So you're responding to Jim's email that this thing should be all woman, all hour.
No, I'm just giving you a little segment here.
Okay, all right.
So for her, she notices his effort and thanks him. For it. Sincerely thanks him.
All right. That's a good one. Yes, okay. Yes.
She says out loud, you did a great job at, like you fixing the bathroom faucet.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Thanks, Sheldon.
I tried.
Who's Sheldon?
Hey, I tried. I tried 3 times.
Babcock Plumbing, yeah.
I tried 3 times. Finally, Sheldon came and fixed it.
To the rescue. Da-da-da. He said, I thought we told Rosie never to touch the plumbing. Number 3. Mentions in front of others that he did well.
That goes far.
Number 4, she shows that she likes being with him.
Okay.
Time with him. And then
by helping him wax the car and stuff like that and bleed the brakes.
Guys like the side-by-side thing. As long as he doesn't have to talk, you know.
Amen.
He's happy.
Amen.
Come watch a football game with me.
Yes.
Help me with the car.
Sit right there watch this game.
Sit here at my feet because I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
Must be a song.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. You don't know that one?
I do. I recognize it.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He goes through everything that she can do for him. And the chorus ends by, now come tell me why you're leaving me again.
and then look
that one up. It's a good one. Old country song.
The last one is she makes it clear to him that he makes her happy. So, happy to be married to you.
All right. So, as Jennifer's follow-up, you covered the first 5 last week and kind of exploded the email machine at the office.
Well,
I'll
post those on Facebook this week.
Okay. Highly happy marriages.
Surprising secrets of highly happy marriages.
Okay. Well, we're not going to turn the show into that. So that was just a segment featured that would get wrapped up.
Well, and you had mentioned Mark Salem. He is ready to defend himself. And, you know, maybe we can get a commitment.
I can't even believe he's up. I bet this is Renee. Good morning. My good buddy Mark, good morning.
Don't try to be nice to me. It's a little late for that.
What are you doing up?
Oh, come on. come on, Rosie.
What are you doing up?
You know,
I've
got a few things to say, and I know that you're probably up against a break in another minute, so I'm going to just do them quick. I want everybody to know that in your family, Jennifer wears the pants, okay? Let's make that clear. Let's make sure that everybody knows she can outride you. She is the reason you're even alive. And she can probably outshoot you, and she can outcook you, okay? So let's just get that out on the table real quick. So everybody
knows. This is my friend.
It was.
Oh. What's Mr. Salem doing? Are you calling from the ranch or the house?
No, you know, I'm up early. I'm up with you at 5 o'clock, and I got your text message this morning.
Uh-huh.
And so, no, I already fed the horses, and I came down to the studio, thought I'd plug in on ISDN1, and you're already using it. So, Romy said call in on the phone, and so that's what I did.
Fantastic. Well, Mark, those were good times. We had a lot of fun on air. I can remember all the mistakes you made, and I corrected you and supported you, and I had to go in the principal's office many times keeping you there on the show with us.
You know,
I was there for you, buddy.
I don't remember it that way. I do remember those inevitable. Now, people, hopefully our listeners understand that we were put on the air after Evan Mecham was impeached because they didn't have any Saturday programming. And so we were put on the air, and neither one of us had skill one. I mean, both of us had good tool skills, but that's radio skills. So it was a common thing for you and me both, or our spouses, or whoever answered the phone in our office, to say, excuse me, the GM would like to see you in his office as soon as possible. And that was a common Monday morning thing. And then the conversation would start off with, did you guys, or which one of you guys said, dot, 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 dot. And I did not appreciate that you pointed to me every single time.
Well, as I remember, you had the show before me. And I would follow you. And then one day there was like a compressed schedule because of a sports event in the afternoon. And we both showed up. And we said, well, rather than one of us go home, why don't we just do the show together? And it was, I think Jim Tazrak called like 20 minutes into the broadcast and said, you guys are going to do the show together from now on.
You know, he was probably one of the best bosses I've ever had.
The Taz.
He's still around and stuff. I don't want to talk about him in the past tense, but I think the reason why you and I and him bonded is because he's just as damn ornery as you and I are, and I think he liked us.
Mark Salem Motormouth, good buddy.
Okay.
Appreciate you calling and checking in on us.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, someone you both know just sent us a text. Gail Bass at Here and Rosie.
Oh,
and
wow.
Mark.
Oh,
takes
man.
Me back to my first Saturday morning anchor days at KTAR. Now, that would have even been before KTAR was on Central, wouldn't it? This would have been back to Osborne.
What was that, Third Avenue in Osborne?
Yes.
Yeah. Right down there, second or third story. Yeah.
And the attorney at the bottom floor owned the building, and he sat down in the downstairs parking lot to make sure everybody parked in the right spot. And he chased me up the elevator a couple times.
I bet they did. All right, Mr. Mark, go back and take care of your horses.
Okay, buddy, thanks.
Okay, man.
Bye.
Those are some good old days. Hey, folks, we're going to be right back. It's a fourth hour of Rosie on Us, but I'm sorry, I have to have commercials every now and again.